Judah's Death and Biblical Inerrancy. Written by Wyatt Soselka. Read by Chris Leonard. Critics sometimes point to supposed Bible contradictions to assert that Christianity is based on a flawed and untrustworthy canon, and that Scripture is not inspired. One such contradiction involves the accounts of Judas's death in Matthew 27, verse 5, and Acts 1, verse 18. Do these passages actually contradict each other? Is the Bible really trustworthy in all points? Matthew 27, verse 5 records Judas's death. Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hanged himself. However, Acts 1, verse 18 records, Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. Over the centuries, various theories have been proposed to reconcile the supposed problem of Judas's death. In 1949, the Swiss scholar Louis Gossin offered one theory. He suggested that the contradiction was simply the result of the observers having a difference of perspective. Differences in observation means that if multiple people see the same event, for example a crime, there are usually different accounts of that event. Each account is true from that individual's perspective, but each account may be only part of the story. To illustrate his point, Gossin gave the example of a man who committed suicide by sitting on the outside ledge of a high balcony, then shooting himself. The first witness describes the event from his vantage point and recounts that the man died from a gunshot. Another witness, arriving at the scene later and recounting the tragedy from her vantage point, may recount that the man died from a fall to the street below. A third witness, who saw the entire tragedy, may recount the entire story, that the man died from both the gunshot and the subsequent fall. Here are three different honest accounts from three different witnesses. However, only the third account is entirely true. For decades, many scholars accepted Gossin's theory as the best reconciliation of the seeming contradictions between Matthew 27, verse 5 and Acts 1, verse 18. However, while it is logically plausible that Judas hung himself before the rope broke and he fell headlong to his death, thus accounting for two different biblical accounts of how he died, few considered this theory entirely satisfactory. And, in fact, a better solution to the problem of Judas's death has recently been uncovered. In the latter part of the 20th century, ancient papyri were found that provide a key to unlock the mystery of this supposed contradiction. The Acts 1:18 account uses a peculiar Greek word found nowhere else in the entire New Testament. The word is prenes. In the Acts account, prenes is translated as falling headlong, as opposed to Matthew's account of Judas hanging himself. However, prenes was used in a different context in this ancient papyrus, where, in Koine Greek, it actually had another meaning that had become common by the time of the reign of Alexander the Great. Prenes can also mean to swell up. With this understanding of the ancient Greek, we can easily reconcile these two passages. Judas committed suicide by hanging himself. This is in Matthew 27, verse 5. Afterward, his body was not removed for some time, and in such a state, his visceral organs began to swell. So eventually his abdomen burst. Acts 1, 18. This description also fits what we know about Roman practice during Judas' lifetime. It was common for condemned criminals to be left on a stake or left hanging as a gruesome warning to others. The Bible is indeed inerrant and trustworthy in all points. All Scripture is theopneustos, or God-breathed, given by His divine and direct inspiration. Read this in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. There are no contradictions. There are only areas where our understanding may need further enhancement. For more about the inspiration and trustworthiness of the Bible, please request or read online our powerful booklet, The Bible, Fact or Fiction. You can order from the tomorrowsworld.org website or by contacting the regional office nearest you. All of our literature is absolutely free of charge and available on audio CD upon your special request.